teacher did come around to me and said, if it doesn't make any difference to your speech, I said, I never prepared no speech. I said, I forgot all about it till about an hour ago. He said, don't mention it. This is the second time I've asked you to do this, because I'd had it 2-3 years ago, but I don't, speaking in front of the public is something I think that in school and somewhere that should be taught more.
Yeah.
I've been called on, we'll say we go to a Farm Bureau meeting. You've got 40, 50 couples there and their kids along next year, maybe at a quarterly meeting, and get called on to get up and take over as master of ceremony or something. Well, I don't know, I still say, some of them said I got enough going on in gift to gab to get it home, get along with it. I'd probably get along just as good without a prepared speech to do with it.
I don't like prepared speech.
I don't get that I do either. I never have had one.
It's a nice crutch. But I lose my place and I forget what I'm saying. I'll never forget the first class I ever taught, though, was up in Chicago at Northwestern University. I'd come from Arizona and gone up there to teach German, of all things. Got up there and looked at all those kids, so I just sneaked around the back room, sat down, kept watching my watch, hoping the time would just stand still and I wouldn't have to face them, but sure enough, time came. I got up in front and said, good afternoon, my name is... I don't think about so tall.
Well, this... Talk about... I don't know whether what being master ceremony, a toastmaster has to do, but there's always somebody got to take a lead in a nearly any public gathering.
Yeah.
If you don't, the darn thing will bog down.
That's right. There's got to be somebody to point it.
Talking about talking, we had a young fellow with the State Department. We was paying his bills. He was from Austria. Came over here on one of these, I don't know, he was a doctor so-and-so or something. And one of these exchange deals, you know, and the State Department was sponsoring a few years back. And I kind of believe that we here in this county helped that boy because he didn't know what was going on when he got to here. He had been whined and dined, but he didn't know why or what he'd been getting into. And for instance, such things that he said, I have eat chicken fried steak, and he said, I can't find a bit of chicken in it anywhere. He was sent to us to stay 48 hours. We got a wire that his father was at the point of death and he left 7 days later. So we feel like he kind of, he moved, he came out there on the farm, the wife and the kid. And that old boy seemed to have a good time. But he's talking about talking. Now, at one of our farm meetings, and actually with this fellow from Austria, they wanted to talk to him. They wanted to ask questions. And he got up in front of the crowd and they began to shoot questions at him and directly said, whoa, whoa, whoa. He said, Marion, come here. Well, I got up there, he'd probably been staying out there. And we felt more or less like we were responsible. He said, help me talk. He said, what I say ain't what comes out sometimes. So, I, you know, got up there and stayed with him through the whole interview because they would put questions to him that I would have to reword the question to where he would understand it. And sometimes he would make a statement, then I would help him and he would reword that to where, as he said, what he said didn't what come out.